It's time for this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, Dr. Bill Blackley. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm great, my friend. All right. What have we got coming up this weekend?
Okay. Hey, well, I'll tell you. It's starting tonight, March the 30th, at 5 o'clock at the Liberty Angry Troll 222 Public House, that location. You know where that is, on East Main. There's going to be a big Explore Elkin event. Jeff Idson, thanks to him and our new mayor, Sam Bishop, for launching a initiative that the trails are involved with to, but we're only a small part of a big adventure in Elkin to reinvigorate, reinvent, think about the larger and greater Elkin area, downtown as well, but really the whole town, to focus on our strengths and our innovative spirit and the things that we have going good for us, and get a bunch of new ideas. I think they have 9 major areas, and there's music from 5 to 5:30, then a short talk, and then we're going to just move around from table to table to table and gather ideas and that sort of thing. So, but as to the trails, thanks. Last week when we had the Friends of the Mountain to Sea Trail met in Elkin, they had the annual meeting and 40th celebration, and we had 350 people from all over the state attending at the Liberty. It was a great time. We filled a lot of hotel rooms up, campgrounds, campsites, Stone Mountain, all the way out to Dobson. D. Neal was a big leader, Denise Lyon, Joe Hicks, Bob Hillier, Steve Wells, Heidi Hall, Nancy Goodwin, Eileen Cahill, a bunch of people working to make the whole weekend great. We had lots of hikes, and people really liked Elkin, and I hope they'll be coming back. We're on the things that we're currently working on. We're working on a trail that would be the Camino Divino, which would connect Brandon and Julie Osteen's new vineyard, Harris Fields Vineyard, that's out near Carter Falls, and Elk Creek, Grassy Creek, and Adagio on that particular trail. And then we're moving east, putting surveys down right now towards and across Carolina Heritage Vineyard. Warehousers, county property, Vaughn Bassett property under I-77 bridge, and the Chatham property down around the park. The people who are working on the Chatham's building are going to help us with our trail down there. That's pretty cool. We've got new trail underway. We got a crater park from the boat landing under the Gwynne McNeil Bridge up to Commerce Street on the state encroachment there. That's underway. We've got it flagged now. We finished the tread on the Brookfall Dairy to Carter Mill Road last week, and now we've flagged the next mile coming from Carter Mill Road to Benz Road, headed down towards Elkin. Make a lot of progress from Birds Branch Campground now all the way just about to Benz Road. We finished 1.5 additional miles of the Elkin Creek mountain bike course, which you can access through the park, you know, down by the train smokestack. We're also getting ready to work towards increasing the granite dust section of the trail out beyond the second bridge. That's going to be coming up this summer. We're working on a grant right now with G&V Oil, Elkin Valley Trails, and Winston-Salem Foundation. Big thanks to Dr. Jimmy Harrell Sr. He really wanted us to work on a project out there to put out a trail toilet facility, and that was one of his things, and we're going to follow through on what he wanted us to do. How's that so far? How much time we got?
Go ahead, about 30 more seconds.
Okay, one of the new projects we're working towards is to complete an easement out by Carter Falls. People who have never been out there or have heard about it for years. Big shout-out to Dan Park. He's working with us on an easement there and some other activities that are coming in the future, but that'll be kind of cool. We'll be working towards that. We're also working towards increasing the horse and hike section of trail in Stone Mountain Park, and then coming out of Stone Mountain headed towards Elkin. So we'll be working on that. And coming up in May, of course, is the Tour de Vino, Yadkin Valley Tour de Vino. Richard Moore runs a 50, 25, 50, 7100, and then an intermediate but a high elevation climb or road bikes. And then in June, there's going to be the Elkin Roots Music Festival, and we're hoping that all the outfitters, we've got Paul Carter, who's got the Yadkin River Adventures, Rocky Forest River Road. That's Cynthia Combs and Mark Combs, and John Alexander, and let's see, Amanda and Cassius Stanley are putting a new place in Jonesville. So we're going to have a lot of outfitters, and hopefully they'll be working together. Give us a great big paddle for 2 days working with the Riverkeeper. So come on out tonight. If you stay for a little while, stay for a long time. We got music, 30 minutes of music to start off with, Sam Talo, and then 30 minutes to end it up with. And in the middle, we're just going to get to meet a lot of folks and share a lot of ideas and build the future of Elkin.
All right.
Come on out.
All right, buddy. Sounds great. That's Dr. Bill Blackley, folks. And it's been
Are you going to be there, Joel?
I'm going to be there, my friend.
Hot dog. Okay.
Look forward to it.
See Joel, if nothing else.
Yay, there you go. Hey, we'll see you down there, buddy.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.